Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, now I hear you. Can you hear me?
God, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I hear the music.
No music or nothing?
Well, you just stopped the music. I heard what you was playing.
You did hear it?
I did hear it, yes. I did hear it.
Let's try it again. So it's working.
So far.
Okay, so far. Well, I don't know what happened. What was Bon Hunt going on, or what the fuck? And he's died off, or he started playing that bullshit.
He said he was broadcasting. It showed him to be broadcasting, but nobody was hearing. I called in on Skype. I called in on my cell phone, and nothing on the player. Nothing on the BTR player.
Nothing.
It just stay on for a minute and 50 seconds and cut off. I tried it 9 times.
Right. So I don't know if anybody else can hear us. If somebody can, see, we just have an A team of voices. Hey, can you hear us, man? Let us know, because BTR is having major problems. This is the second night in the world they've been doing that shit. That's the third show I heard them playing that classic music shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that. I guess a team of voices can't hear us either. Huh.
I was fixing to call you on your cell phone. Ooh.
Yeah, that's cool, but I don't know, you know. I mean, we're talking to each other now through this phone system from BTR. And you heard the music.
Yeah.
So, the phones are hearing it live, too. You know?
But there's nothing on the BTR player, the little player down there in the bottom. Click on it. It takes you to another page. Takes you completely off of the fucking page.
Okay, I'm going to try to go to live. Okay. There's a headline show. Play for smooth audio playback. See if I can hear myself. No, when I go to my show, it's playing classic bullshit music live. It's playing that bullshit.
Well,
now, if you call in, you know, you're now disconnected from the chat room. Fuck me. Wow.
Yeah, you just left.
Well, now I'm back. It's just some shit, man. I do not know what's going on.
Man, I've never seen it fuck up this bad. Jeez.
Yeah. Shit, man. Now I can't get back into chat. I can't chat.
You are in the chat.
I know I'm in it, but I can't do nothing. I can't, Gunslinger, I can't type. It won't let me type nothing in it.
Shit.
The only way people can hear the show, they got to call in to talk to us. Could you put something in the chat room? Tell them, call in the show. It's the only way you can hear us. And if you ain't listening to it through the phone and you're here just straight to the panel without being on the phone, you're in a classic music. Wow.
And it says you left the conversation again.
I see that too. Yeah. I never left.
You never left. Yeah. But you're playing classical music. Oh, boy, man.
Ain't it crazy?
Well, they got their wires crossed somewhere. No doubt about that.
Premium support. We'll back online tomorrow. Ask anyway. The chat is not We're saying we will respond as soon as possible.
That'll probably be
okay. Let's see. If YOUGETTHIS. Fuck me. Just fuck me, fuck me. I need to clean off my desk. I'm in my office. I ain't in my studio. Don't matter. It just don't matter. Where the fuck am I at? This shit's supposed to work.
Okay. Conversation media just
what's that
in the chat room at conversation media just popped in the chat room. CNM, I call it CNM.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him if he could call in, see if he could get on the board, switchboard. Bridge, whatever.
Well, I'm writing a nice little fucking love letter. Here's what I said. If this is your, if you get this, your system is foobarred. You're playing classical music. No one can do their show. So I see you will be giving a lot of refunds. Let me know if this is going to continue. Okay, let me add something else.
Well, you could do your show last night, didn't you? Have to go to Mixler.
No.
I think. I think they blew a major fuse.
Well, I just said this next second, Justin, would you like to sell BTR?
Hey, Lee, might take you up on the offer, Ron. Sure.
So who fucking knows, man? Yeah, did the same shit last night. Everybody else, too. It didn't matter, you know. I didn't do a show last night, you know. I didn't see it. I see Robert's in there. So, let me, I got BTR up. All right, Gun. Let me get the link. See if it works for everybody. Oh, I can't get in the fucking chat. Suck my cock. I can't say nothing. You can. You're still on there. Can you go on my BTR? I'm sure you can. And can you
I'm
pull
looking
the link
at the chat
up?
Right now. I'm
BTR?
Looking at the chat, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Want me to put the link in the chat room?
In Blog Talks, yeah.
Right in Blog Talk right here.
Mm-hmm. Fuck him up, Boyd kitty. Boyd showed up where?
Chat room.
Yeah, in BTR, but it ain't going to do no good. You're going to have to tell him you have to go to the Auxler. Yes, Ron has moved. Yeah, tell me up.
Are you on Mixler now? I guess you are.
Yeah, I'm on Mixler now. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yep, yep, yep. I am. So apparently the only people listening, people on Mixler can hear me. These are my community. Let's see who I got. I got you and Boyd's in here with me right now.
I can hear you just fine in Mixler. I mean, yeah, Mixler.
Yeah, over the phone. But if you got off the phone with me and went straight to the board without using your phone, you're hearing nothing but classical music. You just got lucky and got into the phone.
I guess I did. Well,
Boyd's need a number. It's 573-355-5114. Yeah, you can hear me on Mixler, but on Blog Talk, you only hear is fucking classical music, Boyd. Did you catch that number? 573-355-5114. Don't tell me you want me typing in, Grandpa. Jesus Christ. You know I'm half fucking senile.
Hell, we're all senile. What are you talking about?
I'm getting there, man. I'm telling you, man. Fuck, I want you an auction tonight. Yeah. How about two brand new ice makers? Them floor models, you know?
Right.
Yes, typing in. God damn old fucking people. Sir, got these old fuckers. God damn. I'm going to fuck with him. See if we can figure this shit out. No, I well, fuck me. I can't even type no more. That's fucking help us. 573/355/5114. Try it, Ronnie, you fucking tardo. Ronnie Retardo. That's my new name. You know, like Ricky Ricardo? Ronnie Retardo.
Ronnie Retardo, there you go.
Ronnie Retardo, fucking right. Where is that little fucking retard Mikey at?
Good question.
Little douchebag. That's Laurie Ann's new lover.
It must be.
I listened to part of her show the other night, and man, he fucking took over that show.
You know? Yeah, no shit.
Oh, shit. Hillary Lost in the Woods in here, too. Oh, fuck. Hello, Weeb. Yep, see? Here comes the abuse. Get ready for it. Lots and lots of abuse. Do you see that number there? Hillary Lost in the Woods, just Lost in the Woods. I know how to get her calling. Start insulting her, okay? Say like this. Well, if you were lost in the woods, nobody would be fucking looking for you. Oh, fuck y'all. Okay. We love you too, Cat. We love you, honey. Don't get us wrong. It's all about the love and peace and harmony. That's what this show's all about. We preach the good word, the gospel. We preach the gospel to fuck you. Yeah, so praise the Jessel that we're all here and you feel the power of comedy and everything's all right. I want you to grab the back of the TV. I want you to grab the back TV. I want you to feel the power of comedy because somebody's going to laugh their ass off when you get your ass shocked across the room. So.
Feel the Williams. Power.
Feel the voltage. Feel the power. Power. Ding,
it's going to be the
power. Duracell. The copper top battery. No other battery looks like it or less like it.
It's going to be the power.
Should I play some music? You're all missing some music. Huh? Yes, no, maybe.
You could. Unless it's classical.
Let me try to finish my intro song here. Let me see if I can finish it up real quick. There's like another 2 minutes left, though, so let's finish it. Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to play something. I'll play something here. It's really going to concern all you people real quick. So anyway, get ready. Here we go. Commercial first.
Hide and seek with the stuff in your kangaroo hoodie pocket? Then you need the Bearskin Tactical Hoodie 3.0. The world's only 12-pocket brush fleece hoodie that stops wind.
Yeah, you need this motherfucker. What?
It's been a...
You're in on that. All right, go. Okay, hang up on it, Boyd. Okay. What the fuck? What is the problem here? Oh, participants. Okay. It's still coming up at 8091 on him. Who all do I got here now with me?
Tom Ziller.
The only number I'm pulling up for Boyd is 8091. Is that the correct number? That is the only number I have for him. Okay, let me get back to the chat room here. Hang on a minute, boy.
He said, boy, he said, call me on Skype.
Yeah, but I need to know, is that number 8091? It's the only number I'm showing for him.
Oh.
Boy, can you hear me? That's the only number I'm showing for him on Skype.
He said, no, that's my cell.
Okay. Well, that's the only fucking number it's showing me on this prick. Hang on. Let's see what the fuck's going on here. Okay. Invite. No. Participants. Okay. Okay, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Still comes up the same fucking number. What the fuck? Either one of them I get for him. He needs to shut that cell phone off. For some reason, he's going to have to call in to me. I can't get to him. He's going to have to call through his Skype to me. Because the only number, I get two numbers. Which is the one number, you know, the 8091. Then I go down to the other one that says 891. Then the next one says beginning to look like a lot like Christmas. This is the same fucking thing. And I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't give me no other number. Because I got you at fucking 7109, Gunslinger. We're the only two people.
7109.
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't see you ain't even on here.
Shit.
You called into the show?
Yeah. BTR.
That's on. You're in Mixler. I got BTR.
Yeah, I'm in BTR.
Oh, you're both in BTR?
No, I should be just one in BTR.
I hear you. What did you say, Gunslinger?
I'm just one in BTR. I called the BTR number.
I got another number here, 7109. Whoever that is.
Not me. You can't hear.
Okay, are you in? Are you in? Hang on. Oh, too much fucking hassle. Okay, now I got Boyd. Okay, but that's it. Your number's still showing up as 8-1. Right. Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, but still showing that 8091 number. Is that your cell number for some fucked reason? Okay, did I just cut everybody else off?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. You can hear me, Cat? All right, but you can't hear Boyd or you can't hear Gunslinger. All right, Gunslinger, are you still on BTR?
Yes, I'm still on BTR number.
Well, that's can't hear nobody else.
That's why I can't hear nobody else.
You gotta get off that BTR shit.
Yeah, let me hang up and call in on the other one.
All right, come in Skype. There you go. Now you got it. God damn, this turned into a fucking job. Blow job radio ain't worth a fuck anymore. They're slipping. I asked them if they want to sell it. I sent them a message. You want to sell this motherfucker? All right, now we got Gunslinger, I think. It'd be a money-making motherfucker if it wasn't fucking up all the time. It's like nobody works there anymore. Nobody fucking deals with this. They just let it run. Whatever it runs, it does. You know? Crazy. You never can get a hold. You can never get a hold of anybody on this motherfucker anyway. You know? But, I mean, the show's running. It's running. But, you know, if you just pull it up on, you know, you just pull it up, you just see fucking it, it's going to be playing classical music unless you call in. I don't get it. Where the fuck's that classical music even coming from? You know, somebody's pumping that shit in. Got to be coming from some source. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I found out last night. I told everybody coming to Mixler last night. I pulled an emergency show, but, you know. I don't know, man. I don't know. It's going to be really, really ridiculous. But anyway, I'll go play a clip for you. And I want you guys to hear something's going to break your heart too when you hear this clip. So I don't want to hear no crying and shit, all right? Just listen very closely.
Rough couple of years for America's struggling pizza companies. Some of the country's largest pie chains reporting waning demand and massive store closings. Not even big brands like Domino's, Papa John's, and Pizza Hut are stepping on solid financial ground as we approach 2024. Changing consumer habits, profitability issues, and ongoing labor shortages are pushing dozens of beloved U.S. pizzerias to the brink this year. In a crowded pizza market, only the best of the best will remain in business. That means your favorite pizza place may be on the list of closings announced by companies in the third quarter. For that reason, today we have listed some of the brands that are being battered in the market right now. Here are 15 pizza chains collapsing all around us. 1. California Pizza Kitchen. Past few years have been quite turbulent for California Pizza Kitchen. Long before the pandemic hit, the company was already experiencing financial losses, and in June 2020, it filed for bankruptcy after sales faced a dramatic decline. CPK tried to sell the business as a part of its restructuring plan, but no one expressed interest in buying the company. The auction was canceled in October. After reaching a compromise with lenders, the pizza chain emerged from bankruptcy this year, but results haven't significantly improved yet. Over the past 3 years, the number of locations shrank from 200 to 140 as of September of 2023. Plus, the saturated pizza market means that competition is even tougher now. With rivals rapidly growing, CPK's latest earnings results showed that there's still a lot to be done to maintain the chain operational in the long term. 2. Pie 5. Pie 5 is one of America's disappearing pizza chains. Owned by Rave Restaurant Group, the company posted a same-store sales decline of 7.3% and a system-wide sales drop of 22.1%, which caused a series of closings and steep revenue losses. The parent company has been in a dire financial situation since 2017, nearing bankruptcy on multiple occasions. In 2022, the chain's workers were forced to take a pay cut to keep their jobs, while thousands of others have been furloughed. Executives cited a drastic decrease in in-store sales as the reason for such extreme measures, as revenue dropped by 40%. According to Scrape Hero, today there are only 23 Pie 5 locations across the U.S., down from 155 in 2018. With their footprint shrinking, the pie chain is in danger of going out of business. 3. Pizza Inn. Also owned by Rave Restaurant Group, buffet pizza chain Pizza Inn is experiencing similar financial problems. The company reported the total revenue of just $2.4 million for the quarter ended June.
Let's sit down for a coffee date. I hate it when dates start small talk. Let's get straight to it. How much do you know about coffee? The average person drinks 3.1 cups of coffee per day. Coffee is a huge part of life that few of us can avoid, and the coffee industry is taking advantage of this. Coffee companies and coffee alternative companies are all trying to differentiate themselves from the crowd. You've probably heard that coffee is good for you, coffee is bad for you, caffeine's bad for you, mushrooms are a better alternative, even that you should add a stick of butter to your coffee. With all this conflicting information flying around out there, how are you supposed to find out what's truly best for you? Let's take a look at caffeine. Is caffeine good or bad for you? The answer might surprise you. Everyone knows caffeine. It's the compound in coffee that gives you that reliable morning energy boost. While some people try to avoid caffeine, the research shows that it can actually be quite the healthy option for daily consumption. Not only does caffeine make you more energetic, but it can also increase your metabolic rate to boost fat burning every day. The sheer amount of studies done on caffeine is staggering. Here are three incredible fat-burning studies. First, caffeine's been shown to increase metabolic rate in humans. Second, caffeine ingestion increases thermogenesis in the body dose-dependently, meaning that more calories are burned. Third, caffeine also improves anaerobic performance and muscle endurance in humans, which indirectly improves your workouts and therefore also fat oxidation. So caffeine is great, and we have the perfect dose of caffeine in Zubru. So here's the question. Are you ready to supercharge your morning coffee routine with a delicious, smooth cup of coffee 2.0 that's specifically designed to give you more energy, more fat burning, and more health benefits than a regular old cup of coffee, all without the crash, jitters, and bland taste associated with most normal coffees? Then it's time to try a cup of Zubru. Zubru is all about giving you lasting energy all day long. With the potent energy combination of pure caff, organic caffeine, lion's mane mushrooms, MCT oil, and dynamine, just one cup every morning will keep you focused, dialed in, and energetic on a whole new level. Just mix one scoop of Zubru into a cup of either hot or cold water. Stir and enjoy. Within minutes, you're going to feel more energy. Fueled by caffeine, dynamine, and MCT, Zubru creates a trifecta of energy-enhancing ingredients. You'll be way more focused. The ingredients in Zubru work together to create an unmatched level of focus and improve overall cognitive health. And you'll even experience a sharper memory.
expected June 27th. That's a decline of nearly 25% compared to the same period a year ago. Falling sales were responsible for the poor financial results, according to the chain's executives. Store closings also contributed to the squeeze in balance sheets. The number of locations that were permanently closed jumped to 38 this year, with a total of 252 restaurants still open. However, that compared to more than 350 pizza inns in 2017. The latest report released by the company indicates that there's still a long way ahead for Pizza Inn to achieve financial balance. 4. Pizza Hut. Things are going badly for NPC International, Pizza Hut's largest franchisee. The company filed for bankruptcy due to a massive debt of more than $1 billion, which forced it to shut 125 locations across the country since 2021, reducing the store count to 975, down from 1,300 in 2020. NPC is also looking to sell the locations it operates amid a trend of slowing profits in the sector. Recent reports suggest that several parts of the country will have to say goodbye to Pizza Hut's pizza in 2023, with New York facing the latest closings. 5. Peter Piper Pizza. Chuck E. Cheese's pizza concept, Peter Piper Pizza, is at risk of going out of business as the parent company struggles to recover. Even after emerging from bankruptcy in 2021, Chuck E. Cheese continues to be stuck in a limbo of lower margins and lower sales volume, rendering many stores unprofitable. The brand, which used to be a hit among children in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s, has declined in popularity over the past couple of decades, leading to a persistent drop in the number of guests visiting locations. More than 45 Chuck E. Cheese restaurants have closed doors for good. And of course, Peter Piper Pizza also suffered from the impact of this trend, with a number of locations falling by 50%, from 244 to just 122 in 2023. If it fails to differentiate itself from other growing pizza chains and improve its business, there's a great chance Peter Piper won't survive the recession in 2024. 6. Cece's. Cece's growth has been choked by its own business model. Since the pandemic, Americans' taste of buffet restaurants has completely changed. Despite offering customers unlimited access to their pizza buffet for only $5.99, the affordability hasn't necessarily helped.
This revolutionary new superheater can warm up any room in minutes without giant electricity bills. Tired of wasting thousands on electricity?
Necessarily helped the chain avoid closings in the past few years. Since 2018, all New York City CC's locations have closed, while nearly all stores were shuttered in Missouri and Michigan. In the past 5 years, more than 100 CC's ceased operations, and restaurant business analysts say the company's footprint is likely to decline even further as consumers rank the chain as the 10th worst pizza brand in America, with satisfaction dropping by 6.7 points in 2023. 7. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. Another buffet chain that's in trouble in 2023 is the southern brand Mr. Gaddy's Pizza. If you grew up in the region, there's a good chance you attended more than one birthday party at the chain's restaurants. Although Mr. Gaddy's has been a Texas pizza staple since the 1960s, it has fallen under hard times in the past few years. About 30% of Austin stores were shuttered and sold to a new group that decided to repurpose the space. Then, the owner of the company, Sovrano LLC, filed for bankruptcy, claiming that franchisees failed to maximize revenues due in part to underperforming stores at several locations. The pizza chain was rescued by a buyer, who later sued and argued they were swindled into buying a struggling business. That triggered a series of store closings that left only 69 locations across 8 U.S. states, compared to 120 in 2021. 8. Little Caesars. When the discount is too deep, falling profits can endanger the entire business. That's what's happening with Little Caesars ever since the brand introduced its Hot and Ready deal that offers customers pizza for just $5.55. While the idea behind it seems interesting, in real terms, the new prices have been squeezing franchise owners. In fact, since 2018, dozens of franchisees ceased operations and closed all stores, including 21 Kansas City locations owned by businessman Alan Knox. He said that the chain stores couldn't make a profit at that price point. Operators in South Carolina, Texas, and Washington closed a total of 58 Little Caesars stores over the past 12 months alone. Still, the company didn't roll back the deal and insists that the strategy will pay off in the future. But franchisees disagree. The $5 price point has become an unprofitable business model for many and is fast becoming unprofitable for many more, warned Todd Messer, the spokesperson for the independent organization of Little Caesar franchisees. 9. Papa John's. Papa John's reputation has been severely hurt by controversial comments made by former CEO and founder John Schnatter. The brand took a massive hit after Schnatter used a racial slur during an earnings call, which led the company to lose more than $13 million in a single quarter. Even though new CEO Steve Ritchie has worked to improve the chain's image by launching a Voices of Papa John's campaign, that only helped so much. Up until this day, pizza chain is struggling to rebuild its brand and to attract new customers, but sales growth is still slow and stores continue to close. According to restaurant business, franchise operators say they can no longer compete with other pizzerias in a crowded marketplace and are more likely to close rather than open up another unit. 10. Papa Murphy's. Well, we already covered Papa John's decline, and it appears that the other big Papa pizza chain is reporting heavy losses too. Take and Bake Papa Murphy's is being forced to rethink its business due to changing consumer trends. Although its approach helps to save money on delivery, labor, and store size, fewer people seem interested in ordering pizza that isn't hot and ready to eat. On top of that, whereas delivery counts a big part of sales at other pizza chains, it's a pretty small fraction of Papa Murphy's profits in 2023. Despite having almost 95% franchised empire, the company is carrying a multi-million dollar debt that's put pressure on strong franchisees to rapidly expand and increase their margins. But that has left them ill-equipped to handle competition from pizza chains, which is now resulting in several closings. As industry experts pointed out, it's never a good sign when a company has 13 straight quarters of sales declines. Over the past year alone, parent company MTY Brands shuttered 108 Papa Murphy's locations, and more are expected to occur in 2024 because pizza lovers want convenience, and Papa Murphy's isn't being efficient enough. 11. Blaze Pizza. Make your own pizza restaurant. Blaze Pizza is not only struggling as a concept, but also losing customers due to persistent sanitation problems. It all started when several locations in Florida that were owned by NBA superstar LeBron James were shut down because live flies and dead roaches were found in the food preparation area. In many states, customers reported similar issues, which led all Colorado stores to close in the past 12 months. Since 2019, the company's U.S. footprint declined.
If you own a gun, then just buying concealed carry insurance isn't enough to be prepared. You need to be educated and trained. And that's exactly why U.S. Concealed Carry Association was founded. I'm Mike Bauer, Regional Manager for the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And I'd love to explain why you as a responsible gun owner need membership and how you can get this free survival kit today. With just a few clicks, USCCA members get life-saving self-defense education, training, plus self-defense liability insurance. We are the industry leader in providing educational and training resources for everyone from brand new gun owners to seasoned veterans. And our legal resources, like attorney webinars, brochures, Gateway Attorney Network, plus self-defense liability insurance all members get means you'll never have to walk through the aftermath of a self-defense situation on your own. And on top of that, we are constantly giving away incredible bonuses and prizes because we believe protectors like you should be rewarded and prepared. Right now, when you join USCCA at the Platinum or Elite level, you'll automatically get our brand new survival kit valued at $155 for free. Now inside, there are 11 hand-picked items to help you get out of trouble and to safety. But you can only get this kit by activating your membership at the Platinum or Elite level. And remember, your USCCA membership is always risk-free with our bulletproof money-back guarantee. If you're not happy with your membership, simply call one of the friendly U.S.-based self-defense reps to request a refund. Click below right now to explore which risk-free membership level might be right for you. Find out why over...
...declined from 400 locations to just 301 today. 12. Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. For those who enjoy deep dish pizza and craft beer, Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room is the place to go. Since its foundation in 1976, the chain has cultivated a legion of fans. But now it's trying to reach a balance between renovating stores and closing underperforming locations. Unlike some of the other pizza chains on this list, Old Chicago is just shuttering stores that have been experiencing financial turmoil lately. Most of their recent closures have been restaurants with decades of business that seem way too old to deserve a renovation. In Colorado, dozens of restaurants ceased operations after more than 3 decades in business. The same happened in Michigan and Iowa, where longtime pizzerias stopped serving their communities in 2023. 13. Marco's Pizza. Based in the U.S. East, pizza brand Marco's Pizza has been in the market for over 40 years. As QSR Magazine notes, it was only in the last 15 years or so that the chain has ballooned and gone from 126 stores to over 1,300. The company's executives said that their goal is to surpass Papa John's and become the fourth largest pizza chain in America. But the consequences of its rapid expansion and are biting the business. In many areas of the country, rivals have snapped a bigger share of the market, which is forcing Marco's Pizza to trim its store count. In New York State, Illinois, dozens of locations closed doors for good this year. In fact, the company's filings show that the chain is down from its peak of 1,300 restaurants in 2018 to 1,158 as of October 2023. 14. Domino's. Domino's Pizza enjoyed a boom during the pandemic, with share prices reaching an impressive all-time high of nearly $565 in 2021. But conditions started to deteriorate in February when its stock faced the largest decline since 2010. Executives reported that Domino's experienced a delivery sales decline of 6.6%. As for why sales are stagnating, CEO Russell has cited multiple factors, including higher delivery and tip fees driven by inflation, employee staffing shortages, and consumers' changing eating habits. In the past 7 months, Domino's domestic store count also went down. From quarter one to quarter three, total number...
How did you stop taking blood sugar meds?
I use the 10-second peanut trick.
It's the 10-second peanut trick.
It's a delicious way to naturally stabilize your blood sugar.
Still on metformin, although it was recalled. What if...
Total number of pizzerias dropped from 7,000 to 675 in October. The chain also lowered its 2 to 3 year targets regarding both global retail sales and unit growth and warned 2023's financial results will likely come in at the bottom end of expected figures. 15. Happy Joe's Pizza. Famous for its legendary thin crust taco pizza, Happy Joe's Pizza has been an absolute success throughout the Midwest for at least 4 decades. But closings have intensified over the last 5 years, and now there are only
41 locations throughout North Dakota, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin, Missouri, and Minnesota. In September 2022, Dynamic Restaurant Holdings, the parent company of Happy Joe's, filed for bankruptcy. As part of its restructuring plan, all company-owned units closed their doors. Dynamic pointed to lingering pandemic economic pressure, higher inflation, and poor sales as the causes of bankruptcy. Happy Joe's also accumulated a $5 million debt that's still being renegotiated with lenders. The future of the brand remains uncertain, and holiday sales can make or break the company's balance sheet. After experiencing a pandemic boom, many pizza chains are now facing challenges to bring consumers back to them. Americans continue to reduce their spending amid inflation and rising energy prices, leaving little money to order delivery or eat out. Those chains' underwhelming performance is a sign of trouble for the entire industry. With over 35,000 pizza restaurants across the country, it's easy to understand why businesses are having to make the difficult decision of reducing their store count. The market is clearly saturated, and there isn't enough demand to support all these locations, especially as another economic downturn unfolds. In the coming months, we're going to see many more restaurant closing announcements because the real carnage has only just begun.
There you go. That's true. We ain't seen shit yet. Tonight, I went to an auction. Didn't see very many people there. That's kind of strange. I did good, of course, as usual. But I drove up into town. I had to pick up a part for a customer's car. And I noticed that McDonald's and Sonic in town during the fucking sold there. Nobody. They look like they're closed, but they're not. What does that tell you? Because it'd be the first time I've ever drove by either one of them places and there wasn't one or two cars there. You know what I mean? There was nobody at either one. And the lights were on. You know what I mean? But there wasn't nobody there. Getting to the point people can't afford to go there anymore. I mean, the average family afford to go to McDonald's to eat fucking dinner there. You're talking 50, 60 bucks now. Ain't like it wasn't at $20 days, you know? Fuck, I'm a rush hunger. Fucking 10 bucks was enough. But now 50? Woo-hoo. But your paycheck ain't going up any? Not a fucking nickel? But then, more for them, less for you. You're dumb enough to give it to them. Well, you're dumb enough to stay broke. That's my philosophy. So, anybody got anything to say about this clip or nothing? Or fuck you, Ron? Or just, you know, fuck it. Did I lose you all? Did I lose my whole audience? Oh, my God. I hear silent. My fucking audience left me. Oh, my God. I'm having a... Oh, my God. Son of a bitch, motherfucker. Oh, my Lord Jesus. Help me, please, Joyce. Oh, God, Lord Jesus. Please help me. Help me. Help me cure my ugliness, Lord. Please help me with my ugliness. For the love of Jesus. Cat, your old buddy Boyd's here. And Boyd, your old butt's here. And how do I still have you on Skype twice? I don't see how the fuck that is. I just hung up on you a minute ago and you came back. To that same fucked up number. That 8091. Well, but I'm not on your cell phone, right? I am on your cell phone? Okay, all right. I'm cool. I don't know what... What's that? Oh, yeah. For what is it? What was the meal? Or deal or whatever? $12. Yeah. Yeah, so average $8 for the burger. It ain't, it's, What do you say? What can you say, Kat? I mean, goddamn, it's here. It's fucking here. I mean, everything has practically doubled. Everything has practically fucking doubled in this country, practically. You know. So, you know, and people wonder why they're so broken. And you know, I tell you what, I do see more people walking on the road. I do see more people riding bicycles. You know it. And these little bitty scooter things. You see more people driving them little fucking things around. But they're like the 100cc little scooters, you know, town, country little things, you know. But, you know, they'd be the cheapest way to get around as far as gas goes, huh? Right. Yeah, the charging station or whatever they plug back into or whatever. Just leave it there. And you don't be stealing them. Well, if it's laying on the sidewalk, sure you could steal it. Why couldn't you? Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. So they're using a cellular system to turn it on and off. But they still have to charge it at some point in time. It has to be charged. They have to wind up at a charging station somewhere, you know. Well, I've seen some cities, they have racks. You show up close to your destination, you put it back in this rack, and it starts charging it again. Right. Well, I'm sure they got a team that goes out and bucks people, a couple guys. And a truck goes and retrieves them, they have to. Right. If they have to, they're broke down or some shit like that. Yeah, right. Yeah. Either way. Yeah. That's a cool concept. The point is, it would be cheaper than owning a car. I give it that. You know what I mean? There again, if you compare one of these scooters to that, you know, and you own it, you ain't got to pay for it every time. But you pay for gas. You know? But I don't know. What are them things called? Segway. Flatboard scooter? Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, I got two electric bikes myself, which I think are fucking awesome, you know, because they do the trick. But, you know, I paid, 3.5 a piece for them? I